Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A moment ago, I referred to him as a journalistic fly on the wall and something of an institutional elephant in the room. I think both are true of Bob Woodward, our next guest, associate editor at The Washington Post. His latest book is called Obama's Wars. Bob Woodward, good morning.
Morning.
It's nice to talk to you again. And I think it's fair to say since Richard Nixon, every president can expect, or nearly every president can expect, a sort of workover from the Woodward approach to history. Are Obama's wars distinctive, going back to all of the other sort of backroom wars and interagency fights that you've profiled so successfully?
Well, it's not just that they're fights. It's this is, I think, the first time that you really get to see what happens, what the positions are, what the arguments, the emotions. In the case of Obama, the intellectual engagement, at the same time, the detachment to a certain extent. He wants out of the Afghanistan war very badly.
You know, the narrative here, and it was actually a bit of a cliffhanger to read for me. I mean, here's someone who's looking for an exit strategy, who demands an exit strategy, and who tries to use his presidential power to insist, to make one appear, and he gets resistance all along the way. Is this a classic narrative of the newbie in Washington just can't possibly deal with the momentum that's already there?
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's the military, the theme music in the background here is Vietnam, and the military leaders don't want to be pushed around. They want to insist on their option, in the case last year, adding 40,000 troops. And so they were, along with Secretary Gates and Secretary Clinton, kind of the five blocks of granite, saying this is the way you've got to do it. Obama wanted options, and there are these, if you've read them, electric moments in the Situation Room where Obama says, you said you'd give me three options, and you haven't. They're essentially all the same. And he confronts Gates and says, look, this is unacceptable. Gates says, we owe you that option, Mr. President, but then it never comes. So the president has to design his own strategy from elements that have been presented in the course of months of debate.
You know, I was reminded, is this the Lincoln story, where Abraham Lincoln, who didn't know much about military history, really learned to be able to deal with his generals face to face? Or the Jimmy Carter story, who really was overwhelmed by the Pentagon and in the end became a one-term president? Are we seeing a real battle between the departments, the chambers of government in this story of Obama's wars?
Well, the first is President Obama says he's been dealt a bad hand on this. It is a dreary situation in Afghanistan. And it's the hardest of cases because it's not a conventional war. We are fighting an insurgency, which is the Taliban, which is very powerful, which has the upper hand and the momentum on their side. And people are grappling. And in the grappling, you see they come up with something, at least in the, I found in the, all of the interviewing and going over notes and documents, interviewing President Obama, there is the word that he never uses is win or victory, which is unusual for a president. Huh. He is talking about success. He's talking about getting out. And at a number of these discussions, he gets quite emotional and says, nothing would make Rahm happier, referring to Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff, if I said no to the 30,000 troops, which was Obama's eventual decision on this. So there's the question of, is he fully committed to this war in a way that in any contest You need that psychological edge, but intellectually he knows, my God, this is a nightmare situation in Afghanistan.
And Rahm Emanuel really kind of emerges as a main character in your book. I'm wondering how the policy on Afghanistan might change when Rahm Emanuel leaves the White House.
Don't know. I mean, he was trying to put the brakes on and called the Afghan war political flypaper. Once you touch it, you can't get your hand off, and I think that's exactly what's happened. Again, it's personality-driven, and that's when you look at these things, the personalities of Obama, Joe Biden's role in this is extraordinary as vice president, Secretary Gates, Clinton, the generals, General Petraeus, the intelligence people, and so you see how they are maneuvering. Rahm Emanuel was the one who, at the beginning, third day of the Obama administration, when General Petraeus said they'd start moving on adding more troops, he interjected and said, Obama had left the room, said, General, I appreciate you doing your job, but I didn't hear the president decide or give that order. So he's very protective of Obama's prerogatives. I suspect the next chief of staff will be also, but we don't know who it is.
Contrast with the story of the Bush years, where that became, in many ways, a very tragic kind of decline of leadership among some very, very powerful personalities. Do you see a similar difficulty of the president taking the reins and leading here?
Well, he's ultimately responsible. What you find in this story as it goes along, so much is unsettled. What are we really trying to do in Afghanistan? Are we trying to win? Are we just trying to degrade the enemy? That's a very complicated thing to do if you're a soldier on the front line and you see a bunch of Taliban insurgents coming at you or they've ambushed you. You're not thinking about degrading. You're thinking about killing the enemy or capturing the enemy. The relationships, not only is Rahm Emanuel leaving, General Jones, the National Security Advisor, is leaving, Bob Gates, the Secretary of Defense, I think plans to leave next year. There's a very interesting meeting between Obama and Gates when Obama says to Gates, now you agreed to stay a year, I want you to stay the whole term, 4 years. Huh. And they go back and forth, and Gates concludes the president sounds like a rug merchant negotiating. He got another year from Gates, which ends the beginning of next year. So in a sense, Gates has 1 foot out the door.
And next foot could be the next book for Bob Woodward on the rest of the Obama term and the rest of this sort of legacy of Afghanistan. Bob Woodward, thanks so much. Associate editor of the Washington Post. His latest book is Obama's Wars.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. You're listening to The Takeaway.